Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here with Robin. Morning, Robin.
Morning.
Glad you stayed awake for the second hour.
Appreciate it too.
Yep, sounds good.
I thought about giving up, but I stuck with it.
You stuck with it, that's for sure. We do have a caller on the line, Mark in Marriottsville. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Hey, Mark. Thanks for holding on.
Hi. Yep. Good morning, Robin and Alan.
Good morning.
Morning. What's going on?
Let's see. I just drove the length of 100. I'm down here on Magothy Bridge Road. We're going to go oyster diving.
Oh, cool.
Good for you, man. That's great. That is great.
It was tough. I drove down out of Marriottsville and drove through Patapsco Park. There were about 20 deer on the side of the road. One of them was laying down 2 feet from the asphalt.
Man. That's crazy. Well, Patapsco used to have a lot of deer. It sounds like they're making some kind of recovery. But I remember driving down Marriottsville Road and looking at that state park, and there was nothing for them to eat on the ground. I mean, there were no birds, no squirrels, nothing, because the deer had browsed up so as high as they could reach on their hind legs.
Yeah, you know? Yep.
And now I don't know if you know where you are on Marriottsville to see the Patapsco, but the state park there. But that's encouraging to hear that there's some deer back in there.
Yeah, I'm up just north of the archery range there, up off of Henryton.
Oh, I know where that is. Yeah, okay, I got it. Yep.
Yeah, but there's a lot of deer up that way. But
yeah,
like,
that's
yeah. There are patches with pretty serious browse line. You're right.
No question. Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, my buddy Mike, I just met him at work last year. He spends his weekends on the water, crabbing, fishing, oyster diving, and a lot of days he's out hunting goose and duck and deer hunting too. So
that's great.
Well, that was a good person to meet.
Sounds like a good guy to know, that's for sure. So cool.
Yeah.
So and, you called to get in the muzzleloader contest?
Yes, please.
All right. Well, as long as you left your name and number with Aaron, you're good to go.
Very good. Thank you, sir.
Not a problem. You enjoy your day.
Take it easy.
Okay, good luck on the oysters.
Appreciate it.
No problem.
Let us know how you did next week.
There you go.
All right. We got 30 on the holiday Monday last week, so nowhere near the limit. Hopefully we score a lot better today.
I hear you. Well, good luck.
Good luck.
All right. Oyster diving on the Magothy. Don't know that I've ever had a caller about that in 30-some years. What do you think?
I know of.
No? How about that? Hey, how'd you like to live in New Jersey, try to buy a gun? Recent bill introductions in New Jersey make it nearly impossible to buy a hunting rifle or a shotgun. The bills force hunters to navigate a gauntlet of subjective governmental approvals that depend on the opinions of bureaucrats and those who might have anti-gun biases. This is from the Sportsman's Alliance. Assembly Bill 4717 and Assembly Bill 4769 require such outlandish prerequisites as psychological evaluations and home inspections by government officials before gaining approval to purchase a firearm. Did you hear that, Robin?
Uh-huh.
The sponsors of these bills claim they want to address handgun violence and that these laws are necessary to keep people safe after the Supreme Court's Bruin decision, said Todd Adkins, Vice President of Government Affairs of Sportsman's Alliance. In reality, they greatly restrict the purchases of all firearms, including hunting rifles and shotguns, because they limit who can receive a firearms purchaser identification card. Without a firearms purchase or identification card, an FPIC, a person is prohibited from purchasing a rifle or a shotgun for any reason. Under A4717, an applicant for an FPIC, that is a firearms purchaser identification card, must submit to a psychological evaluation that the government claims will be kept confidential. The person must also submit to a home inspection where the government will determine if the person is qualified to purchase a firearm.
Ugh.
Just let that set in for a little bit. Let that set in for a minute. Yep. Assembly Bill 4769 would allow the government to reject a firearms purchaser identification card to a person who is, quote, known in the community in which the person lives as someone who has engaged in acts or made statements suggesting the person is likely to engage in contact other than justified self-defense that would pose a danger to self or others. In other words, a preemptive red flag law.
I got it.
The bill further allows the government to prevent a person from buying a firearm because they are, quote, found to be lacking the essential character or temperament necessary to be entrusted with a firearm. What the hell's going on in New Jersey? I would be fleeing that state in a heartbeat. Maryland, this will be an example for somebody to put a bill in Maryland. You know that. This is how this works. Somebody writes legislation. Other states pick up on it. Change New Jersey to Maryland. And submit it as a bill. This is how this works. It's a pattern.
Okay.
Legislative leaders announced their anti-gun barrage in a press conference and promised quick action. They appear to be following through on their commitment as A4769 has been scheduled for its first hearing this Monday, October 17th at 10 a.m. in Committee Room 12 on the fourth floor of the New Jersey State House Annex in Trenton. Quote, one thing is clear in New Jersey. The government doesn't want people to buy firearms of any type, continued Adkins. How many psychiatrists are going to officially vouch for someone to buy a firearm when that would open them up to liability and even prosecution? It appears they will stop at nothing to disarm law-abiding citizens for self-defense, hunting, or any other reason. Sportsmen in New Jersey need to make their voices heard loud and clear on these issues by sounding their opposition to A4769, when it comes up for a hearing in committee on Monday. The question is, will they? We're not tapped into any sources in New Jersey as far as any local news or anything like that, but we know we probably have some listeners over there, so keep us up to date if you would. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We're giving away a muzzleloader. The only thing that's required is you call the station. Give us your name and phone number. We'll mark it down so when we go for the drawing, everybody's name is in there. Phone number is a way to contact you if you win. The records stay with us. They don't go anywhere. We don't make them public. And then the other way is...
Yeah, we keep ours private.
Yeah, we keep everything private, you know. And then the other thing is you can do it by email if you like. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. With an S on the end, .com. And while you're there, go visit the Ellis Outdoors website. We've got a lot of things going on there. So we do. 410-922-6680.
You got Fran riled up.
Oh, I got Fran riled up. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, how about that? And then we got Mark and Delaware. Hey, Fran, how are you?
Yes, good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, beautiful.
Good morning.
Good, how you doing?
Wonderful.
Oh, I'm hanging in there pretty good. Look, I've been wanting to say this for quite some time. One, I do enjoy the music that you play during the show.
Right.
I really enjoy that. But you know how you're always talking about the hunting and the fishing and that style of life and keeping the culture alive?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, if I may, I'd like to give a little shout out to the musicians and the singers of bluegrass.
I'm
fascinated with that sound. You know, people can learn to sing all kinds of styles, but bluegrass, you have to be born into it. It is fascinating, and I wish that more of the world would get to listen to bluegrass, and I just want to tell them, please keep performing with your instruments and your singing style, and don't let that culture go away.
Don't worry.
Well, let me tell you something, Fran, real quick. My next-door neighbor, who has passed on now, he had a bluegrass band, okay? And mm-hmm. they would play on his back porch on Friday nights. And I mm-hmm. would sit on my back porch and just listen to him because it was so much fun. It was so neat.
It is a style. The voice is a style all their own. You can't imitate bluegrass, right? You just enjoy listening to it. But, like, I wish more of the city people could be exposed to it, you know.
So
That's what I wanted to say about that. I enjoy it every Sunday morning. There's a show come on with bluegrass, 4:00 in the morning, but I'm up listening to it. You know?
Well, I got it playing over here in my ear. Alan's playing it. So
here's one of the most famous bluegrass songs ever. Legendary Bill Monroe.
This will be
Kentucky.
This will be going on in my house all day today now, Fran. Thank you.
All right.
I got to tell you, Fran, you pulled that one out. I would never have thought that you would enjoy bluegrass, but I think that's fabulous.
Yeah, I love it.
That's what I like about Fran. She's so eclectic.
Eclectic. That's a good word.
That is what Fran is. Yeah, Fran is eclectic.
Well, I find out that all people have something to contribute on the positive side.
That's true.
Fran, you and I are on the same page, my friend.
All right, young lady. Let us move on. We got them all stacked up behind you there.
All right. Well, take care.
All right. Thank you.
Hugs, Fran. Hugs.
Bye-bye. All right, folks. Look, we've got not just Fran, but we've got Mark, Clay, and Wayne on hold. So I've got to talk about some of our great sponsors here, like Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. You know they are a full-line Browning dealer. Waterfowl season's right around the corner. Let me talk about the A5, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil-operated auto loader on the planet. Comes in Mossy Oak Shadowgrass Blade Camo, fiber optic front sight. It's got the famous humpback receiver. Ergonomically balanced, recoil-operated, kinematic drive makes it very soft to shoot. An autoloader shotgun, 100,000-round or 5-year guarantee. And then there's the BPS Field. If you like a pump shotgun, the newly designed stock with a new look, the BPS has been reintroduced with a larger trigger guard. Comes with a matte blue finished barrel and forged machine steel receiver. Bottom ejection, satin-finished walnut pump action, all with superior fit, and a new checkering surface. Synthetic stock models are available. That's the BPS Field. And then one more, the Maxxis Auto Loader Shotgun, waterfowl hunting perfection. Throw one of these Maxxis shotguns up to your shoulder. It slides up there and fits like a dream. 3 and 3.5-inch chambers, new power gas drive system reduces recoil. All at your full-line Browning dealer, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Phone 242-6108. Clydesfishinggear.com is the website, 242-6108. Open 7 days a week. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting at Clyde's Sports Shop. You know, Backyard Billy's, we love talking about Backyard Billy's. And Robin has been running the, she gets out here early in the morning. She runs that gas fireplace insert, warms the room up a little bit. Nothing wrong with that. And she's been doing that for the last few mornings, haven't you, babe?
Yep.
Yes, indeed.
I actually got overheated this morning.
You did? Why'd that happen?
Because I had it on too long.
Too long? I got it. Okay. Well, it'd be nice if I could find the script that I was trying to use here. And I haven't been able to put my hands on it. But you all know that Backyard Billy's is a great sponsor. You know we have that EX35 gas fireplace insert from Backyard Billy's. They did the installation, and we're very happy. The remote control, can't beat it. The fan blows the heat across the room. It fills the room with heat great. The fireplace box, the firebox is beautiful. It's got that beautiful hammered metal finish around it, and the stone background. The, you know, it's fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. You know, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands. They back it up with service. Act now before the fall rush. Now, we're in the fall rush. Head in there now. Take a look. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop in the showroom soon. You'll be ready for that cold weather. It's here now. Visit BackyardBilly's.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week. Today and tomorrow, stop by Route 50 at Exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex Fleet Services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Got some callers on the line. I'll tell you that. Let's see. Who's up next there, Aaron? Mark in Delaware. Good morning,
Hi, Mark in Delaware.
Delaware. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. What's up, buddy?
Ah, that New Jersey legislation. There's just no getting through to these people.
Uh-uh.
The law has, it's irrelevant to them. They're just going to do what they're going to do. I mean, in a perfect world, we'd start with making each one of them take an IQ test and then go into character. They'd fail on the first one. They'd never get to the second one.
That's true. That's true. No
question. The only thing that's ever going to work with these people is defunding the government. They don't work as volunteers.
Nope.
You can't talk to them. The law means nothing.
Nope. You're right. You know, the thing I learned long ago is the people that make the laws are lawyers.
Yeah.
And, you know, what is the motivation to pass laws like this? Well, I guess it's so you can get more clients for your firm.
Yeah, and it goes to character, just control.
Oh, yeah, control.
They just want to boss people around.
Yep.
As Tulsi Gabbard said, they have no respect for our rights. They have no respect for the Constitution.
Nope.
So you can't really negotiate with people with that mindset. You can just stop paying them, and they'll go away.
If it were just that simple, brother. If it were just
that
simple.
Yeah, I wish it was, too.
You and I both. So... got an interesting email here. If New Jersey passes the pre-red flag law, the easiest place to buy a gun is from any Baltimore City high school student. No application or background check required. our audience is good. You know that?
Yeah.
Our audience is good. So, oh, my gosh. Well... be careful out there, buddy. It's a dangerous place, especially in the halls of any General Assembly.
Very distressing.
Thanks for the call, buddy.
I get upset every time I watch anything.
Yeah, Robin has gotten into watching some of these shows,
but very rarely, very, very, very rarely.
Some of the evening shows on a particular conservative network, and I hear her back here going. Commenting to the TV, which is pretty cool. So.
Well, it cuts you down. I have a theory that's why the Hallmark Channel does so well, because it doesn't relate to any of this stuff.
Actually,
I've changed from my Hallmark now.
Hallmark has become woke.
So now I watch a different channel.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No. Mm-mm. Nope. The Family Channel, right? Is that what it's called?
Great American Family Channel.
Great American Family Channel. Yep.
I'll have to try that.
Yep. Hallmark is woke, buddy. Sorry to hear. So. All right, bud. Thanks for the call.
Have a good week.
You do the same, Mark. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Clay in Owings Mills. Good morning, Clay. How are you?
Good morning, folks. Nice to talk to you. Nice, it's been a while.
Yes,
yeah,
it has.
Hey, Clay. How you doing?
Thanks for holding.
I was... unable to get to a radio on Saturdays for about a month.
Oh, I got it.
Hey, regarding that New Jersey law,
yep.
Also, I needed to get in on the drawing.
Yep.
So. But regarding that New Jersey law, so what part of a home inspection would determine that I'm not eligible to buy a shotgun, like if I've got a pile of dirty dishes in the sink, it shows I'm irresponsible, or what? That's the biggest part. I just don't understand a home inspection.
Listen, we just passed. The president just signed a bill that empowers the government to hire 87,000 armed IRS agents.
Yes, he did.
What do you think the plan is for that?
Well, I'll tell you, it's the same plan. If you remember when Obamacare passed, and included in that was approximately, I believe, the same number of armed IRS agents in order to enforce this Obamacare law, which Obama claimed we all desperately wanted, and we were clamoring for it, but they had to hire armed IRS agents to f- force us into it. It's essentially the same thing. They need them to force us to accept the Build Back Better legislation, whatever they called it in its latest incarnation, the Inflation Reduction Act.
Yeah.
That's what the IRS agents are there for, to force us to accept it.
Yep. 87,000 divided by 50 states is 1,740 IRS agents per state. Now, I'm sure they break that down by population and everything else. Okay? But let's say that we have 1,740 IRS agents here in Maryland, okay? And we have, what, 23 jurisdictions here? So
right.
That would mean there will be 75 to 76 IRS agents per county. To do what? And why are they armed? Maybe to do home inspection in New Jersey. I'm not kidding. These people have this in their mind that people shouldn't own firearms for any reason. I mean, that's just, you know, and what's coming down the pike that would cause this great fear of the citizens of the United States who have owned firearms in freedom for 200 and some years? Why now? What is the plan? What's the future plan?
Well, as I've said many times, if people like us, the gun owners, responsible gun owners, were a problem, we'd have already taken action, because there are enough guns and enough responsible gun owners. We could take action, and they would know it. They would know that they picked us off.
Well, let me say this.
We're not a problem.
No, let me say this. There is another hearing going on in Washington, a trial actually in Washington, D.C., concerning January 6th. An organization called the Oath Keepers. Have you heard about this trial?
Yes.
All right. A lot of people don't have any clue. I'm going to leave that up to our listeners to go under search engine and search for Oath Keepers trial and read what's going on there. These are the people who marched on Washington on January 6th, who were waiting for President Trump to say the magic word so that they could go in and take over Congress by force. And President Trump rejected them out of hand, although they think, you know, he was on their side. These men are dangerous. They had a cache of weapons, and they were just waiting for, quote, Trump to give us the word so that we could go take over. Well, they're a bunch of dangerous militia extremists that need to go away, okay? You can protect your country. You can protect your family. You could be armed, but you do not plot to overthrow your government. You defend your home, you defend your homeland, but to do an armed insurrection on our Congress, sorry, don't go with it. Don't agree with it.
So. But you bring up one point there. They believe that Trump was on their side that day.
And he wasn't.
But that's what the January 6th committee hearings are pushing.
I know.
They're trying to make the population believe that Trump was on their side.
That's correct.
The whole thing is a lesson in absurdity.
No question. No question.
Yep. You've got other callers.
Yes,
nice
sir.
Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, Clay. Thank you so much.
Clay, you take it easy.
You too. Have a good week.
You do the same. Thanks, buddy. Bye-bye. Wayne, I hope you're still with us out there in Bullish Quarters. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Doing good.
You had a question earlier about pricing on crabs.
Yeah,
yes.
Don't give us a name, but give us a price for a dozen large.
I can't even give you a name or a price, but I can tell you that up in the Upper Bay, in the Middle River area, they are thick as thieves. And I've never seen it quite like this.
That's the way it was when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Out on a creek that I live, I mean, they are wall-to-wall guys with pots and trout lines, and they're just backed up one after another. They're loving life right now.
Got it.
But it's crazy right now, and I'm just wondering why. What's your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are very simple. Your immature crab in February, March has shed several times through every full moon and grown to maturity. And if there were that many, it was abundance of juvenile crabs, they are now to the size where they can be harvested. Pretty simple. You know, they grow.
Very good.
They grow every time they shed. They grow about a 1/3 of their size. So if you got a 3-inch crab, in a month it's a 4-inch crab, in another month it's a 5-inch crab, in another month it's a 6.5-inch crab.
Very interesting.
Make sense?
Yes, it does. Yes, okay. It does. Thank you for the info.
My pleasure. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, let's go fish. On Saturday, October 22nd, the second annual Kids Classic Fishing Tourney kicks off at Tiki Lee's Dock Bar. Go Fish, the sponsor, is awarding over $15,000 or more in money and prizes to kids ages 3 to 9, 10 to 16, and even parents who register. You can pick the fish you want to target, too. Perch, rockfish, catfish, bass, snakeheads, much more. Once you register, you can fish anywhere from the Bay Bridge North to Conowingo, from land or on a boat. Lines go in at 9 a.m. Lines come up at 3:30. Weigh-ins till 5 p.m. at Tiki Lee's, 4309 Shore Road in Sparrows Point. Register for the Kids Classic Fishing Tourney on October 22nd at GoFishIncorporated.com. That's GoFishIncorporated, all spelled out, .com. For more information, call or text Tony at 443-250-7153. That's 443-250-7153. Now, let's go fish. Hey, talked to Tony yesterday. Called me. 140 kids registered so far. They've got enough checks to pay up to 300 participants. So we're good to go. Let's go fish. Get those kids registered. GoFishIncorporated.com. GoFishIncorporated.com. Check it all out. It's next Saturday from the Bay Bridge North to Conowingo. That's a big area. All right. Let's see. Any callers on the line there, Aaron? Do we have anybody? Talking to somebody right now. That's great. Well, that's a good time for me to tell folks about Spurry's Tire Service. Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make or model. And Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard or your back 40, from tractors to garden tractors to lawnmowers and even wheelbarrows and combines and much, much more. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, including diagnosing and filling your vehicles, diagnosing and evaluating, is that the right word? When your check engine light comes on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They can tell you what's wrong with your car, that's for sure.
Sorry, you lost me.
I lost me. 24-hour truck service and more. Spurry's has kept Spurry's customers, including me, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. It bears repeating. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurry's at 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurrystire.com. You'll be glad you did. No question about that. Chesapeake Outdoors. All right. So they've got some sales going on, and the biggest one, for those of you who are looking to invest in a crossbow, now is the time. The standard Raven 500 retails for $3,024.99. Chesapeake Outdoors is offering a 20% discount on R500 sniper crossbows. 20%. You cannot beat that price anywhere in the world. Stop by today. Chesapeake Outdoors carries not only the Raven, but they carry Matthews compound bows, the V3X 29 and 33, the 10-point Nitro 505 crossbow. They've got all the, you know, arrows and broadheads and scents and everything else that goes along with the deer hunting, custom arrows, bow tuning, accessories. Firearms include Remington, Ruger, Browning, and Savage. Straight wall cartridge rifles in stock. The Ruger American and the Go Wild models are available right now in 350 Legend and 450 Bushmaster. Calls and decoys and camo, of course, Rambo electric bikes, Costa sunglasses, and much, much more. Why not stop by Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road on Kent Island, 1707 Main Street in Chester, 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. And we'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Can do. Everybody wants to touch.
talk to Bill. Good morning, Bill. How are you this morning, buddy?
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing well. Long-time listener, Bill.
Yeah.
Hey, Bill. Yes.
No question.
Yeah. I wanted to enter my grandson in the contest.
Good. All right. He's in. How about that?
Yeah. Keep my fingers crossed.
Sounds good.
I really enjoy you guys. Every Saturday, boy, I'm listening.
I know. It's been a long time. I've been here 34 years. I don't know how long you've been here, but it's...
I've been here for, I don't know how many years, but it's been probably most of the 34.
I was going to say, it's been probably 25 or 30 at least. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. All right, buddy. Appreciate it. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See you, man.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Captain Don, good morning.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. How about that sunrise, huh?
I like it.
Uh-huh.
I like it. So well, what's going on, buddy? Where are you going today?
We are in a tournament this morning.
Okay.
And we'll be dropping lines in a little bit, but I wanted to give you a call. I've got old Kenny. Kenny's on the wheel.
Hey, Kenny.
And John. John White's the mate this morning.
Okay. Hey, John.
Up front. Yeah.
You're the spotter.
You know what? I am the spotter. I'm spotting for Crab Pot. that's no kidding.
That's probably a good idea. That is probably a good idea.
Yeah, we just came through some Crab Pots coming out of the maggot, mouth of the maggot. But,
I went on.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
And we're heading up there. I did want to mention something about that Tiki Lee's tournament. Boy, that really sounds like a good deal.
Yes, indeed.
Been over there a number of times, and it's all good stuff, all good stuff. And if anybody's thinking about taking a kid fishing, get involved with that. It's exciting when you're in a tournament.
Yes, sir. GoFishIncorporated.com.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Tony, I talked to Tony the other day a couple times this week, and he was, you know, he's getting excited about it, so that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
you know,
go ahead.
What I was going to say about the crab pots, I was on a cast and blast years and years ago down off Tillman Island, and it was Storm and Norman. Everybody knows who I'm talking about. And we shot some sea ducks and got insulted the whole time. And then we went on the blast. That was the blast part. The cast part was fishing for rockfish. And I think the limit was 2 at that point. And we fished in amongst all the crab pots, and we all caught fish. You know, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we've done that, too. We're going to have some planer boards out, so you really have to be careful with that.
Oh, yeah, no question.
Yeah. But if you're just doing some boat rides, you can kind of sneak through those crab pots and zigzag and all that.
Yep, no question.
But we're looking for a nice day. Hopefully the wind doesn't pick up on it. And we're going to enjoy the day as much as we can.
You do it, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Have a good time.
Have a good time and take care.
Okay, I'm competing with the motor noise.
Yeah, I guess.
You guys, yeah.
All right. Okay. Sounds take good. Care. Have fun, guys. See you.
Enjoy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Talk to Ronald. Good morning, Ronald. How are you?
Hey, Ronald.
Hello. Good morning, Miss Robin. Good morning, Alan. How y'all doing?
All right.
Donald, like you say, you know, next Saturday is the day.
Yep.
October the 22nd, everybody's out there having a good time.
They're gonna.
I can enjoy it. Come and go. be out there with y'all or something like that. How you been?
Go.
How you doing?
Doing all right.
Doing good. How you doing?
Doing fine and everything there, you know. Yes. Remember, Miss Ruth, she always wanted to go fishing with Captain Don, so we didn't get a chance there. But, you know,
guess what?
It's all good and everything.
She's there in spirit, buddy.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you there for that, Alan. Yes, ma'am. And Miss Robin, how's everybody? Okay?
Doing good.
Yep.
Alan, I still enjoy listening to the show and listen to everybody there and saying what they're saying and this and that there.
You
got the muzzle loader contest going on right now, this and that.
That's true.
I can't get into that, Alan, but, you know, I still enjoy the show and everything.
We appreciate it.
Yeah. So I hear everybody. And I listen to everybody.
Got it.
Awesome.
Thank you, Ronald.
You have a super day, Ronald.
Y'all do the same. Yes, ma'am. Y'all do the same. And enjoy, still enjoying the show. And y'all have a wonderful and a good
good day.
Thank you.
You too, buddy.
All
thank
right,
you.
Take
Ronald.
Care. Uh-huh. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There he goes. Good old Ronald. Good old Ronald. Very faithful listener. We have a lot of faithful listeners.
Yes,
Robin,
we do.
You know we do. A lot of good people out there. Got a lot of good people, you know, want to. I wish we could give a muzzleloader away to everybody. Unfortunately, we can't, you know. And we have some great sponsors, too, including Clyde's and Backyard Billy's and Madonna Seafood and all those type of folks, too. So, and speaking of Backyard Billy's, by the way.
Yep.
The question is, do you have a hole in your wall in your house that used to be a fireplace?
Yes, I do.
And you still call it fireplace, but it's not. It's just a hole that goes up into a chimney and sucks the heat out of the room. And you don't want to mess with the wood anymore. You don't want to cut it. You don't want to chop it. You don't want to split it. You don't want to haul it. You don't like the dirt and the mess. You don't want to have to crumple up newspaper and put in there and light it and hope that it catches and hope you've turned the flue open, you know, so that the smoke doesn't fill the room. Well, you know what? We had that. And you've had that happen in this house where the smoke
yes,
fills
the room. Yes, I have.
Well, not anymore because we stopped by Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. We selected an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation. They provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We enjoy the convenience of the remote control, turning the fire on from across the room, the beauty of the flame and the firebox and all that, the stone background, the mantle, and, of course, the room-filling heat with the fan blowing the heat out into the room from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro and Regency brands. Fall rushes on. Get in there today or tomorrow. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon so you're ready for the cold weather, and that'll be here next week. BackyardBillies.com, Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. 827-4500, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. And that it is. One more time, Clyde Sportshop. You know, Clyde's is your full-line Browning dealer. And I have one Browning firearm. I have an old A-bolt. It's now the X-bolt. Okay, but I will tell you something. The X-Bolt is the top bolt-action firearm, bolt-action big game centerfire rifle, extremely accurate, big game hunting perfection, all standard magnum, short magnum calibers. They have an adjustable feather trigger, detachable rotary magazine. I really enjoy mine. Mine happens to be in 300 Win Mag. I've taken deer, I've taken bear with it, and I'm just very, very happy for that X-Bolt. Now, if you like the center fire and you like a little more action, they have the BAR MK2 Safari. Auto-loading BAR MK2 Safari features a traditionally styled walnut stock, a hammer-grade, hammer-forged barrel, and a polished, blued, engraved steel receiver. Reliable gas piston operation, detachable box magazine, and it comes in a variety of colors. Colors, variety of calibers is what I'm trying to say. That's the BAR MK2 Safari. You'll enjoy that. Those centerfire rifles from Clyde Sports Shop, from Browning, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Phone number, 410-242-6108. Website, clydesfishinggear.com, open 7 days a week. For firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting, it's Clyde Sports Shop. We'll be right back. Oh, we ran all the commercials? Oh, we did? Oh, well, thank you for letting me know. So we have any callers on the line?
Yes, we do.
Who do we have? Bob and Baldwin. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, guys. Just calling in to register for your great contest like we do every year.
Every year.
Awesome.
And just say you guys good morning and have a fantastic day.
Well, thank you, Bob. We appreciate that. You do the same. Are you you headed into the outdoors today?
No, I'm outdoors, open a window.
I got it.
Uh-huh. No, I'm only kidding. No, not this morning.
You got it. All right, man.
Just,
well,
You guys have a fantastic day. Thanks.
You also.
Have a great weekend.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. How about that?
I'm liking it.
Are you?
Yeah.
Good. Well, guess what? You sound like you're liking it. You sound like you're about ready to go back to bed. Robin, there's your cue.
Everybody, get out, stay safe. As Captain Don says, enjoy this beautiful sunrise and enjoy this beautiful day.